time once again for Community Forum. And we are very lucky to have with us live in the studios this morning Victor Kaal Tuhuzi and Bridget Brahan. Victor Kaal Tuhuzi is an educator, a community organizer, a human rights defender, and a founding member and coordinator of the Association of Communities for Development and the Defense of Land and Natural Resources in Guatemala. And Bridget Brahan is a staff member at NISQA, the Network in Solidarity with the People of Guatemala. And we're going to be talking about a proposed dam project going in Victor's community in Guatemala. Victor and Bridget, thank you both very much for coming in and spending time with us this morning.
Victor y Bridget, bienvenidos y gracias por pasar tiempo con nosotros hoy en la mañana.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, Bridget is going to be doing the translating. I should have pointed that out. So let's start out. And Victor, tell us about your community and the proposed dam project.
Victor, cuéntanos un poco sobre su comunidad y el proyecto propuesto de represa.
Sí, buenos días a toda la audiencia.
Good morning to the entire listening audience.
Soy Victor Kaal Tuhuzi.
I am Victor Kaal Tuhuzi.
Maya indígena Quechí.
Quechí indigenous Mayan.
Soy agricultor.
I am an agricultural worker.
Defensor de derechos humanos.
A human rights defender.
Me da mucho gusto compartirles con ustedes.
I'm very pleased to be here to share with you today.
La vida de mi pueblo.
A little about the life of my people.
Pero también me da mucho gusto.
But I'm also pleased.
Compartir la situación de mi país.
To share with you something about the situation in my country.
Estoy representando en este momento.
I'm currently representing.
A mi organización.
My organization.
Que es ACODET.
Which is ACODET.
Que estamos en la defensa del territorio.
We are working for the defense of our territories.
Ante una gran amenaza.
In the face of a huge threat.
Que es la construcción de la segunda represa más grande del país.
Which would be the construction of the second largest hydroelectric dam in our country.
Mi comunidad trabaja la tierra.
My community works the land.
No podemos vivir sin la tierra.
And we cannot live without the land.
Porque el 100% de nuestros alimentos.
Because 100% of the food we eat.
Cosechamos en la tierra.
We harvest from the land.
Y para eso necesitamos mucha agua.
And this is why we need much water.
Mi comunidad vive al lado de dos ríos.
My community lives along two rivers.
El río Copón y el río Chixoy.
The Copón and Chixoy rivers.
Hay una gran biodiversidad.
There is a tremendous biodiversity there.
Y eso nos da mucha vida.
And it gives us much life.
Nosotros hemos vivido miles de años en ese lugar.
We have lived thousands of years in this place.
Pero llegaron los españoles.
But the Spaniards arrived.
Quitaron muchas de nuestras tierras.
They took a lot of our land.
Hace 200 años.
At 200 years ago,
llegaron los alemanes.
Germans also came.
Y nos quitaron otra cantidad de tierra.
And they took a whole other amount of land from us.
Actualmente,
there are currently
hay más de 300 fincas alemanes.
More than 300 German-owned plantations.
Y nos quitaron las mejores tierras.
And they took the best lands from us.
Ahora en día,
today,
hay otra amenaza.
There is yet another threat.
El gobierno de Guatemala.
The Guatemalan government
tiene un plan de construir una represa.
Has the plan to build a hydroelectric dam.
La segunda más grande del país.
Which would be the second largest in the country.
Justamente donde está mi comunidad.
And it's precisely where my community is.
Y donde yo trabajo todos los días.
This is where I work every day.
Trabajando la tierra.
I work the land.
Si nos quitan la tierra.
And if they take the land from us,
se perdería toda la vida de mi comunidad.
All of the life from my community would be lost.
El proyecto se llama Shalala.
The project is called Shalala.
Que empezó desde los años 70.
The plans began in the 70s.
El gobierno tenía cuatro planes.
The government actually had four different plans.
Pero en ese momento solo logró construir la represa Chixoy.
But they were only able to build a dam called the Chixoy.
Gracias por la resistencia de mis abuelos.
But thanks to the resistance of my ancestors.
No lograron construir Shalala.
They were not able to build the Shalala Dam.
Ahora en día.
Today.
El gobierno de militar que tiene Guatemala.
The current military person in government
lo está imponiendo fuertemente.
Is strongly trying to impose this dam.
Y es una gran preocupación en Guatemala.
And it's a huge, great concern in Guatemala.
Porque se está violando muchos derechos.
Because many rights are being violated.
Y por eso me alegra.
And this is why I'm pleased.
En compartirles con todos ustedes.
To be able to share with all of you.
Y
this with all of you.
Talk about the referendum that was held in 2007.
Cuéntenos un poco sobre la consulta de 2007.
Nosotros somos indígenas.
We are indigenous peoples.
Tenemos nuestras formas de organización.
And we have our own ways of organizing.
Y también la ley nos reconoce.
And the law also recognizes this.
Porque lo establece el convenio 169 de la Organización Internacional del Trabajo.
Because Convention 169 of the International Labor Organization also recognizes this.
Que tenemos un derecho.
It states we have the right.
Que decidir por nuestro propio desarrollo.
To make our own decisions about our own development.
Y también la máxima autoridad en mi comunidad.
And the highest authority in my community.
Es la Asamblea.
Is the General Assembly.
La Asamblea donde se junta todo hombres, mujeres, niños y niñas.
This General Assembly where all of the men, women, and children gather.
Para decidir sobre un asunto.
To make decisions about any particular topic.
Y un 20 de abril.
And on April 20th.
Del 2007.
Of 2007.
Todas las comunidades de mi municipio.
All of the communities of my municipality.
Establecieron asambleas comunitarias.
Held community consultations.
Para decidir si aceptamos o no aceptamos Shalala.
To decide whether we would accept or not accept the Shalala project.
Y fue totalmente una gran historia de mi pueblo.
And this has been a great story of my people.
Porque se convirtió en una gran fiesta.
Because it actually became a great celebration.
Donde había ceremonias mayas.
There were Mayan ceremonies.
Música de marimba.
Marimba for music.
Comidas tradicionales.
Traditional foods.
Los abuelos tomaron la palabra.
And the elders spoke.
Para preguntarnos a nosotros las nuevas generaciones.
To ask all of us of the younger generations.
Si estamos de acuerdo con la construcción de la represa Shalala.
Are you in agreement with the construction of the Shalala Dam?
Y más del 90% de las comunidades.
And more than 90% of these communities.
Dijeron no a la represa Shalala.
Said no to the Shalala Dam.
Pero actualmente.
But currently.
El gobierno no tiene la voluntad de respetar.
The government does not have the political will to respect this.
Ellos conocen exactamente sobre esta consulta.
They know perfectly well about the consultation that took place.
Porque se entregaron los resultados en todos los ministerios.
Because the results were submitted to all the appropriate ministries and institutions.
Esto es lamentable.
This is unfortunate.
Que el gobierno no tiene la voluntad de respetar nuestros derechos.
That the government does not have the political will to respect these rights.
A pesar de que es firmante del convenio 169.
Despite the fact that Guatemala is a signatory to Convention 169.
Es una forma tradicional.
And these are traditional forms.
Que seguimos practicando nosotros.
Which we continue to practice today.
Porque una sola persona no puede decidir por nuestro territorio.
Because you can't have just one person deciding about what happens to our territories.
Sino que tiene que ser el consenso de los habitantes.
It needs to be the consensus of the population.
Y por eso estoy aquí ahora.
And this is why I'm here today.
Respetando la decisión de la mayoría.
I'm respecting the decision of the majority.
Porque para nosotros, sin territorio, no podemos vivir.
Because for us, without territories, we cannot live.
Es un poco complicado entender.
It's sometimes very complex to understand.
Porque las empresas también necesitan luz.
Because the companies, they also need energy, electricity.
En este caso, ellos se desarrollan mucho.
And they have developed this. They have developed this greatly.
Pero nosotros no podemos desarrollarnos si no tenemos la tierra.
But we can't further our development without land.
Entonces, tal vez a la audiencia les cuesta entender mi situación.
So I'm not sure, but perhaps this is difficult for the audience to understand. This particular situation.
Pero porque nosotros somos agricultores.
But we are agricultural workers.
So is it Guatemalan businesses that want this or international businesses that want this?
Entonces, este proyecto es querido por solo empresas guatemaltecos o también empresas extranjeras.
Bueno, el responsable para el desarrollo del proyecto.
So the person the company which is responsible for the project?
Es el gobierno de Guatemala.
Oh, the principal people responsible for the project is the government of Guatemala?
A través del Instituto Nacional de Electrificación.
And this is through the National Electrification Institute, also known as INDE.
Que está desarrollando todos los planes.
They're the people responsible for developing the plans.
Pero desde el año 1996.
But since 1996.
Se empezó a privatizar todos los bienes del Estado.
All the privatization of all of the state holdings began.
Ya se privatizó la telefonía.
And so, for example, the telephone company was privatized.
Y en estos tiempos.
And at that time.
Hay proceso para privatizar la energía en el país.
Processes to privatize the energy began in the country.
Aunque ellos están desarrollando.
And even though they are developing.
Como un bien del Estado.
Developing it as a project of the state.
Pero es para confundir a la población.
But this is just serves to confuse the population.
Porque los que están dirigiendo el INDE.
Because the people who are actually the heads of INDE, the Electrification Institute.
Son accionistas en grandes empresas.
They're actually stockholders in large companies.
Y son militares también.
And they're also military.
Que tuvieron participación en las masacres en los años 80.
And they participated in the massacres of the 80s.
Entonces, esta es otra preocupación.
Which is another concern we have.
Entonces, no podemos confundirnos de que es para el pueblo.
So we cannot be confused and think that this is for the people.
Actualmente.
Currently.
Hay una empresa brasileña interesada.
There is a Brazilian company
involved.
They're called Intertecne.
Entonces, hay un contrato firmado entre el INDE y la empresa.
There's actually a current contract signed between INDE and this company.
Para realizar un estudio de la represa.
To undertake the pre-construction studies for the company. Excuse me.
Pero nosotros no fuimos informados.
But we were not informed.
Así que no hemos dado nuestro consentimiento.
And so we have not given our consent.
Entonces esto también queremos que el mundo sepa.
And this is something we would also like the world to know.
Entonces no es del pueblo.
So this is not of the people.
Sino que hay intereses de empresas.
There are corporate interests involved.
Entonces cuesta un poco entender.
So sometimes it's difficult to
understand. Aunque en el país.
Even though in the country,
hay suficiente energía para abastecer a las comunidades.
There is sufficient energy available to supply the communities.
Porque Guatemala,
because Guatemala
produce 2,700 megawatts.
Produces 2,700 megawatts of energy.
Y actualmente,
and currently,
se está utilizando 1,700
megawatts. 1,700 megawatts are being utilized.
Y el resto se está exportando.
But the rest is being exported.
Entonces, totalmente la energía que va a generar Shalala.
And so all of the energy that Shalala will generate.
Que de 181 megavatios.
Which would be 181 megawatts.
Es para exportar.
It's for export.
Porque tenemos los mapas que está desarrollando el INDE.
Because we actually have the maps that INDE is utilizing.
Que es totalmente para exportar.
And we know that it's all for export.
Entonces, no es para el pueblo.
So it's not for the people.
Entonces, por eso nosotros nos oponemos a este proyecto.
And this is why we are opposed to the project.
So is this being forced upon you by perhaps the World Bank or other international bodies?
Entonces, el proyecto está siendo impuesto también por el Banco Mundial o otras entidades?
Responsable exactamente es en el gobierno.
So currently, those directly responsible for the project are the government.
Pero tenemos un temor.
But we have a fear.
De que se vuelva a repetir.
We are afraid that it will be repeated.
Tal como se hizo.
Just as was. We are afraid that it will. What happened will be repeated as it happened in.
En la construcción de la primera hidroeléctrica más grande del país.
In the construction of the first largest dam that's operating in the country.
Donde se hizo grandes masacres.
And in this, the construction of this dam, there were large-scale massacres which took place.
Desplazamiento de gentes.
And large-scale displacement of the people.
Pero en este momento.
But at that time.
Fue financiado por el Banco Mundial.
It was funded by the World Bank.
Y hace 30 años ahora.
And it's been 30 years now.
Se mataron toda la gente en ese lugar.
Since all the people were massacred in this place.
Pero hoy en día.
But today.
La gente no tiene tierra.
The people there do not have land.
No tiene energía eléctrica.
They don't have electricity.
No tiene comida.
They don't have food.
Y el responsable también fue el Banco Mundial.
And the World Bank was responsible for this.
Aún no se ha resarcido la gente.
The people have not received reparations for the Chicxulub Dam.
Entonces por eso nosotros queremos hacer incidencia desde el banco.
And this is one of the reasons we want to undertake advocacy with the World Bank.
Para que no den dinero.
So that they do not give any money.
Para la construcción de Shalala.
For the construction of the Shalala Dam.
Porque si lo dan.
Because if they give it.
Se va a volver como se hizo con Chicxulub.
The same thing that happened in the Chicxulub Dam will happen to us.
Por eso yo tengo una reunión con ellos en esta gira.
And that's why I actually have a meeting with the World Bank during this tour.
Porque en el plan del Banco Mundial.
Because in the World Bank's plan.
A través de una ley de asignaciones.
There's actually a U.S. Appropriations law.
Que no pueden ellos financiar una represa grande.
Which prevents them from funding a large-scale dam.
Con más de 15 metros de altura del muro.
Which any dam which has a retaining wall that's higher than 15 meters.
Y Shalala tiene 82 metros de altura.
And the Shalala plans are for an 82 meter high retaining wall or 260 feet.
Entonces, por eso creemos, mi pueblo cree importante.
And that's why my people think it is important.
Llegar las informaciones desde el Banco Mundial.
To bring this information to the World Bank.
Del sentimiento de mi pueblo.
And to share with them the feelings of our people.
Porque el gobierno informa de otra forma.
Because our government informs differently.
Pero no es cierto lo que dice.
But it's not true what they say.
Entonces, me alegro que tengo estos espacios.
So I'm very happy that I have these spaces to speak.
What are the communities doing in response to the dam? How are they resisting it?
¿Qué están haciendo las comunidades como respuesta a ese proyecto? ¿Qué formas de resistencia toma?
Actualmente.
Currently.
En los últimos 8 años.
Over the last 8 years.
Y Nisgua sabe correctamente.
And Nisgua knows about this and can confirm this.
Porque nos viene acompañando.
Because we receive international accompaniment from them.
Que en grandes asambleas.
We hold large general assemblies.
Hemos decidido de resistir de manera pacíficamente.
And we have decided that we will resist peacefully.
Utilizando nuestros derechos.
Making use of the rights we have.
Actuando también en el organismo judicial.
Taking actions and using the judicial system.
Para manifestar de que no estamos de acuerdo con ese proyecto.
To express that we are not in agreement with this project.
Pero nuestras comunidades están totalmente conscientes.
But our communities are perfectly aware.
Por eso ellos en la comunidad.
And for this reason, the people in the communities.
Están atentos.
Are attentive.
Por si llega alguna empresa o el mismo INDE.
Are on alert as to if any company or INDE themselves come.
Nosotros manifestamos nuestro derecho.
And we express the rights that we have.
Y les decimos y hablamos con ellos.
And if they come, we tell them this and we talk with them.
¿Cuáles son nuestras razones por no aceptar ese proyecto?
We explain to them what our reasons are for not accepting this project.
Aunque ellos entran con mentiras.
Even though they try to enter into our communities using lies.
Pero el pueblo ahorita ya no cree mentiras.
But the people don't believe these lies anymore.
Hacemos letreros.
We put up signs.
También tenemos una radio comunitaria.
We also have a community radio.
Donde también hablamos en nuestro idioma.
Where we speak in our indigenous language.
Uno también fue la consulta.
We did this during another forum is we held the community consultation.
Llevamos un caso en la Corte de Constitucionalidad.
We also currently have a case before the Constitutional Court.
Este próximo 8 de octubre.
And this coming up 8th of October.
Las autoridades van a estar presentes en la audiencia.
Our indigenous authorities will be present at that hearing before the court.
En contra del contrato firmado.
Which is filing an injunction against the signed contract.
Entonces, son formas de resistir.
These are some of the forms of resistance that we utilize.
Para el gobierno.
For the government.
Dar regalos o dar proyecto es consulta.
Consultation means giving gifts or giving small projects.
Entonces las comunidades no están aceptando los regalos.
But the communities are now not accepting these gifts.
Es una resistencia también.
This is also a form of resistance.
Pero la más grande.
But the largest.
Al no aceptar la realización de los estudios.
Is to not accept the undertaking of these studies.
Porque si no hacen los estudios.
Because if they can't undertake the geological studies.
No pueden desarrollar Shalala.
They can't develop this plan.
Entonces, es una forma de atacar el proyecto.
So this is a way that we have to attack the project.
Porque van a hacer perforaciones hasta de 150 metros en las tierras de mi comunidad.
Because they would undertake very deep digging down to 150 meters down in my community.
Entonces, si no logran hacer los estudios.
So if they are not able to undertake these studies.
El proyecto del gobierno se va a fracasar.
The project will fail.
Entonces, ¿por qué no van a encontrar financiamiento?
Because they won't be able to find the financing for the project.
Entonces, nuestras comunidades están atentos por si no aparece algún ingeniero en la tierra.
And so all of our communities are on alert to ensure that no engineers come into the territory.
Cuando llega gente sospechosa.
If any suspicious people come.
Se juntan miles de personas.
Thousands of people gather.
Para decirles que salga del territorio.
To tell them to leave the territory.
No se les deja trabajar.
They don't allow them. We won't allow them to work.
Entonces, son algunas de las formas de resistencia.
These are some of the ways that we resist.
Are those engineering research projects, do they take a long time to complete?
Esos proyectos de investigación de ingenieros en ingeniería. Eso toma mucho tiempo para completar esos tipos de investigaciones.
El contrato es de un año.
The contract is only for a year.
Lleva 9 meses ya.
It's already 9 months has already gone by.
Pero el contrato dice.
But the contract says.
Que los últimos 3 meses.
That the last 3 months.
Es para hacer las perforaciones en el territorio.
Is to undertake these perforations, this deep digging.
Entonces, aún no han hecho las perforaciones.
But they have not done that deep digging just yet.
Uh-huh. Entonces, creemos que todavía es importante.
So we still think it's important.
Pero si ellos nos ganan en los estudios.
But if they're able to beat us on this issue of the studies.
Hay otra etapa.
There's another stage.
Es en los estudios de impacto ambiental.
And these are the environmental impact studies.
Donde creemos nosotros que vamos a ganar.
And there is where we think we will win.
Porque nosotros ya hemos hecho un estudio.
Because we have already carried out a study.
Del impacto y la biodiversidad del territorio.
About the potential impacts and about the biodiversity of the region.
Entonces también vamos a impugnar lo que ellos van a sacar.
And so we will dispute any study that they carry out.
What can people here in the U.S. and people listening do?
¿Qué se puede hacer la gente de los Estados Unidos, el pueblo de los Estados Unidos, la gente de los Estados Unidos y todos que están escuchando hoy?
Sabemos la actuación de los gobiernos.
We know how governments work.
A pesar de que son militares.
Despite the fact that this, our current government, our military.
Cuando un pueblo.
When a people.
Rechaza estos tipos de proyectos.
Rejects these types of projects.
Nos criminalizan.
They also criminalize us.
Nos meten en la cárcel.
They put us in jail.
Hasta han asesinado nuestros líderes.
They've even killed our leaders.
Quiere decir que nos atacan a nosotros los defensores de derechos humanos.
And what I want to say is that they attack us as human rights defenders.
Entonces necesitamos el respaldo de la gente del exterior.
So what we need is the support of the people outside of the country.
Tal como lo está haciendo NISGUA.
For example, like what NISGUA is doing.
Que nos está acompañando en todas nuestras actividades.
Providing international accompaniment in our activities.
Y esto el gobierno le cuesta atacarnos.
And so it makes it harder for the government to attack us.
Que tenemos acompañamiento internacional.
Because we have international companies with us.
Entonces invito a toda la gente que hoy nos están escuchando.
So I invite all the people who are listening today.
Que pueden hablar con NISWA.
To speak with NISWA, connect with NISWA.
Para que nos puedan acompañar.
So that they can also accompany us.
O si tienen la posibilidad.
Or if you are able to.
De apoyarnos económicamente.
There are also ways to provide financial support.
Y en esta gira.
And during this tour.
Estamos recabando firmas.
We've been collecting signatures.
Para presentar ante los ministerios del gobierno.
To present to the different ministries of government.
Que tenemos el respaldo de los Estados Unidos.
To show that we have the support of the people of the United States.
En contra del contrato.
Against this contract.
Y en este caso, ellos nos pueden apoyar.
And this is a way that people could help us to sign this petition.
Y también necesitamos la traducción del castellano al inglés.
And we are always looking for translation, interpretation from Spanish to English.
Entonces cualquier persona está siendo bienvenido para en mi pueblo.
And anybody listening is welcome with my people.
Entonces creemos nosotros que es importante hacer la alianza afuera del país.
So we do believe it's important to build alliances outside the country.
Entonces en este momento estoy haciendo la invitación a los que nos están escuchando.
And so right now I'm inviting all who are listening to engage in this.
Has just about 2 minutes left. Has the U.S. government weighed in on this issue?
¿Ha opinado el gobierno de Estados Unidos?
Actualmente aún no.
Not yet.
But as you mentioned previously, you are going to Washington, D.C. later.
Como anteriormente mencionó que sí va a Washington, D.C.
Sí, correcto.
Yes, we are going there.
Sí, hemos logrado espacios con gente de Washington, D.C.
We've been able to obtain meetings with people in Washington.
Tengo reuniones con algunos congresistas.
I have meetings with different congressional representatives.
Con el representante del Banco Mundial.
With the World Bank.
También tengo reunión con la embajada de Brasil.
And the Brazilian embassy.
Porque la empresa es brasileña.
Because the current the company that signed the contract is Brazilian.
Entonces creo importante manifestarles el pensamiento de mi pueblo.
So I think it's important to express the feelings of my people.
Porque si ya tienen la información.
Because if they have this information.
Si algo pasa en mi territorio.
If anything happens in my territory,
también ellos son responsables.
They are also responsible.
Entonces, gracias a NISWA.
So thanks to NISWA.
Que me consiguieron estos espacios.
Who helped to get these spaces for me to speak.
Y mi pueblo se alegraron al escuchar todo esto.
And my people were very happy when they heard about these different activities.
Es parte de la resistencia.
This is also part of our resistance. And maybe if just to add, to sign the petition, one can come with us to the activities that we have this afternoon, but also they are online at www.nisgua.org. And there's also more information about the struggle against the Shala Dam.
And you'll both be at an event both today and tomorrow here in the Seattle area.
Yes.
Today at Black Coffee Co-op. From 1:30 to 3:30, it's a free event, 501 East Pine Street, along with the Sweetwater Nantucket Nanook, is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And Monday, you'll both be speaking at the University of Washington Allen Auditorium from 5 to 7 p.m.
Yes.
Very good. Well, with that, we are unfortunately out of time. I want to thank you both for coming in and spending time with us this morning.
No a la radio, a Mike también, muchas gracias.
Thank you to the radio station and also to Mike.
Por abrirnos este espacio.
For having us here today and giving us this space.
Y me siento muy contento de hablar con la gente de los Estados Unidos.
I feel very pleased to have the opportunity to speak with the people of the United States.
Gracias por la atención.
Thank you for your attention.
Es un aporte a nuestra lucha.
It's a great support to our struggle.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.